Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every time we talk about parenting or, you know, issues when new babies are born, maternity, we always get emails from people talking about the fact that we don't chat about the situation for dads and fatherhood. Often enough, it's never really a major focus of the topics of conversation. Maybe they're right. Maybe it isn't. This week, though, is Men's Mental Health Week. I'm sure you've probably heard that mentioned at various different stages by now. But Finn McKenna Fox is with me on the line today because Finn's a men's coach and a health and wellness consultant. But Finn, you've been quite open and honest in your own experience about your struggles when you first became a dad.
Yes, I have. Thanks for having me on. And I feel it's such an important topic to speak about because, again, it's not like there's so many men who are struggling in silence. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so open and okay to be able to share my story, because I was too one of them men who struggled in silence for a lot longer than I needed to. And for myself, if I'm able to share my story and give someone the encouragement to seek help and support, then it gets worth a bit of uncomfortableness for myself.
Tell us a little bit about that story and when it first started, when you became a dad, Finn.
Yeah, so it was within the first year or so of becoming a father. Like, we were living over in Australia and we'd been there for a number of years, myself and my partner. And we didn't have any family around, and our friendship circle, like, we were the first of our friends group who had kids. So it was a very lonely and isolating time for us where we didn't really know what we were doing. It's like stepping into parenthood. It's a big daunting experience. And I feel just the pressure and that we put on ourselves in that time, like, it just got to a point where, like, I was doing everything for my wife, doing everything for my kids, trying to look after them, trying to look after my business. And I was spinning so many plates at that time, and I didn't have the tools for myself to actually look after my own mental health. And I just kept putting on a brave face for as long as I could, until it just got to a point where I needed to step away, and I needed to admit what was going on for myself and have some serious conversations with my partner and seek the help and support that I needed.
And how long did that take, or how long was that period, Finn, before I suppose you started to kind of reach out or talk to your partner about it?
I'd say it was probably in about there was around 6 month period where it was progressively getting worse. But again, like, that's, as like, I had so much conditioning as a man that we just, it's just a period. We just have to push through this. I just have to toughen up. Like, I need to be strong for her. I need to be strong for my daughter. So, like, I had so much of this story built up that I couldn't seek help. And, like, it's one of them things. I was struggling with myself, like, with my mental health. I was struggling with a lot of anxiety, as having panic attacks. But I wasn't talking to anybody about it because I just felt it was me. I felt it was what was going on for myself, and I just had to keep pushing it down and keep trying to try different things to move through it, hoping that it would pass. And it just got to a point, there was a couple of big things happened within our whole family network that just pushed it over the edge for myself. And like, it just, when it came back, like, I had to rush back to Ireland. And when it came back to Australia from that time, I just had nothing in my tank anymore. And that was where I was like, right, something needs to change. I need to change what I'm doing.
Yeah, that trigger moment, you often hear people talking about that day or that morning or that incident or something that happened, Finn, that just sort of, I suppose, makes people stop and say, I need to talk to someone about this.
And that's it. Like, and it's like, from so many conversations that I have with men, is like, it's tough. Like, for any parent, it's tough. There's a lot of pressure on us. There's a lot of stress on it. And like, that's okay. Like, it comes with the role. But I feel like when it just keeps coming and keeps coming, and then it just takes one uncomfortable event to happen that just can be too much for us to be able to handle anymore. And that's when a lot of times it comes. And for myself, like, I had to wait to that breaking point to seek help. Whereas if I can share my story and reach other people to seek help before it gets to that breaking point, before it gets to the depths of that darkness, like, it's such a big thing for myself. It's such a big aspect of my mission to help people and encourage people to seek help, no matter where you are on that journey, no matter what it is you're going through.
And, like, you know, society probably tells us, and I know from looking at Instagram, like, you see, for maybe some people or some parents or some couples, you know, it's very easy. Maybe the child is easy. The child is sleeping. There's no, you know, there's no issues. Like, you can look at social media and think, I'm doing it all wrong. This isn't our experience. Like, it's the total opposite to whoever I'm looking at, you know, an influencer on Instagram. And like, I can't even begin to imagine the pressure, Finn, that must come from that.
And that's it. It's such an interesting age that we're in at the moment, because we're not just in our family nucleus of what it would have been like years ago, whereas we have so much outside influence from watching, seeing what other people are doing, comparing our life to other people's lives. People are more open and talking about things. So there is a lot of external pressures that are on young parents now that previous generations didn't have to experience. And it's one of them things. It's so easy to compare yourself to everyone outside of yourself and look at the things that you're doing. And I know any parent that I talk to, there's so many things that they're struggling with and they find challenging. But it's one of the things that I talk about quite often with guys and with this work is, if you got a promotion in your work and you were moving into a new role in your company and you didn't have a skill set to match that new role, you would get training to help you upgrade your skills, upgrade your knowledge, upgrade how you show up for that role in your work to be able to get things done. Whereas when you become a parent, it's the exact same thing. It's so many people have not had the help and support in the education of how to actually look after themselves, look after their kids, look after, have the sleepless nights, regulating the emotions,
figure it out.
All of that stuff. You're just left to figure it all out. And we don't seek education to help us. We just stumble through it, trying to figure it out. And I guess one of the biggest things for myself, being able to provide men with the tools that they can learn to understand themselves better so that they can then show up better for their families. It's such an important thing.
I'm sure all of this, Finn, at the time, I'm no doubt it probably put even huge strain, I suppose, or even pressure on the relationship as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I know for myself, I kept it to myself for so long because, again, for any new mother, it's so hard what they're going through, that transition into motherhood. And I was very aware, I didn't want to put more things on top of her plate for myself. And that was why I held it in. And it was I was still in that mindset, I'm trying to be the provider. I'm trying to be all of these things for her. And so I can't lump my stuff on top of her as well as what she's dealing with. So that's why I held it in for so long. But the truth of the matter is, it's the longer I held it in, the less effective I was being in relationship, whereas I was more stressed, more anxious, I wasn't sleeping as good, I was getting cranky, I was getting ratty, I wasn't able to be as present for her, for my daughter, and that then was having so much more negative effects on our relationship. So it's not until I actually started to share what was going on for me and starting seeking the help that then I was able to build that bridge and come back to that team as a self, as a relationship to be to parent together.
What did that help look like, Finn? What did you do?
So the first big thing for myself was I had to just really sit and look and evaluate my life and look at all of the stressors in my life and just really get really clear on what some of the things that I can actually control, because there's a lot of things that we can't control. So for myself with that is I was working self-employed, so, and that put a lot of pressure on it on its own. So I closed up my clinic that I had in Perth and I got a job where we had more regular income. I had more consistency with work. It was a lot less pressure. And that was one of the first steps for myself, was to look at the things in life that I can control and start doing things around that. I come from a health and wellness background. So I started looking after my nutrition, my exercise, but the things that I could control myself, and got myself to a point where I was feeling better. And then from there, the next step was seeking support from outside. And that was talking to therapists, working in men's groups, and just doing a lot more, just doing a deep dive on myself and actually learning the tools that I didn't have that was causing a lot of the issues.
Do you know, just in talking to you, Finn, today, I might just mention some of the messages that have come in from some of our listeners who are tuned in, and your story clearly really resonates with them. This texter says, I can really relate to that man. When we had our first baby, I actually really struggled, but I could see my wife was struggling too. So I never even said it to her because I didn't want to worry her even more. I actually hated the first year of fatherhood and I still feel really guilty about it. Another texter says, everybody flocks around the new mum, and rightly so, but nobody ever asks, how is the new father coping with everything and the change?
Yeah.
It's never part of the...
And like, it's one of the things, it's not tit for tat. It's like, it's such a big adjustment for everybody involved. And it's looking at that, like, how can we work in that family system to support the family as a whole? And it's not just focusing on the new mother supporting her, it's focusing on supporting both parents through that huge transition, because it's such a big change that you go through. And it's not just with your first kid, it can be with consecutive kids as well, because it's like, one and one does not make two when you have kids.
Do you know, like, society kind of tells us it's brilliant and it's fantastic, and I mentioned social media as well, but I know myself, and I've had one or two fairly frank conversations with friends over the years who would tell you, like, it's, you know, sometimes they don't enjoy it, and maybe they don't enjoy it as much as they thought they would, and often nearly afraid to say it, and like, it is terrible that people feel they can't vocalise that.
Yeah. And that's so true. Like, it is. Like, it takes such a load to be a parent in today's war society with everything that's going on. And like, as kids are getting older, there's so much more strain on a family unit where we're just pulled left, right, and centre to keep up with everything that's going on. So it does take a lot for an individual and for parents to come together as a team to support each other through that. And like, I know for myself and with my wife Shona, it's continuous, like, a learning and adaptation to the parenthood journey. But again, the biggest thing for us is like, we need to make sure that we have support through every step of that.
You were obviously in Australia at the time when I suppose you were going through this and started to kind of to reach out to get assistance yourself, Finn. But yep. Like, you were obviously away from that family and that support network, and like, sure, that can't have been easy. Are you back home now?
Yes, we're back home. Like, we're back home about 10 months now.
Okay. How's that transition been?
It's been good, but it's been very challenging as well, as you can imagine.
Like, where are you based?
We're up in Monaghan.
Right. So from Australia to Monaghan.
It's been definitely a big change for all of us, and for, like, for myself and my wife and our kids. Like, it has been a massive adjustment, but it's beautiful being back close to family and back just connecting with everything Ireland has to offer. But in that, like, it's been, probably it's probably the second hardest time for myself compared to, like, that first time, because it's been such a huge transition. But how I've been able to manage it myself now, and how I've been able to manage myself now, is like polar opposite to back then.
Because you've sort of have those tools mentally and emotionally to...
100%. It's like, I have the tools mentally and emotionally to manage myself and help support my family, but also I have the people around me. So as soon as I'm feeling anything coming up, I have my people that I go to talk to that help me and support me, rather than just trying to go through it on my own.
This listener says, my wife and I had our first baby in the UK. We had absolutely no support system around us. Our families both live in Ireland and we didn't have friends over there. It was without doubt the toughest time of my life, but I never felt that I could say anything to anybody about it at the time.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, and it's like coming back to Ireland this last year, and it's amazing to see how more progressive it's getting. And like, with the likes of this conversation, with the likes of the Peace and the Independent and stuff, it's becoming so much more progressive and people are opening up about it more, but it's still a long way to go to normalize not being okay, and to normalize that it's okay to be able to speak out and ask for help and support. And that's what my big mission is, to be able to help people break down that barrier.
And it's okay for the dad to do that as well.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, that's the point, I suppose, you want to get across to people too. Yeah. This listener says there's just too much pressure on you parents to be happy all of the time, to be grateful that they've actually become parents. When my wife and I had our first child, I was guilty of posting the happy pictures of me and the baby, but it was totally and completely false. I was so miserable at the time. There was just an awful lot of keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was literally going to say that there's so much pressure and expectations on families to, as you said, keep up with the Joneses, where it's like, it's the matter of coming back to the simplicity of what it means to be a parent, and to look at that family unit and look at what we can do to build that connection in ourselves and in that individual family unit, rather than looking at everything out in the big bad world. And like, I think that's one of the issues that causes more problems, where it's like technology is keeping people distracted. And like, I know for myself, like, with the work that I do, like a lot of guys come to me because they see that they have a lot of unhealthy patterns that they go to deal with the stress and deal with the pressure, be it scrolling on social media, Netflix, or turning to alcohol, turning to different things to distract themselves away from actually dealing with what's going on for themselves. So I think that's one of the big things that, again, as anyone, we need to learn and understand is like how we can recognize the signs within ourselves and what support we can start building up within ourselves to manage our mental and emotion well-being better.
Yeah, I mentioned a bit at the outset of all of this that you're a men's coach and a health and wellness consultant. Like, there is no doubt that a lot of people listening to us today, some of those have got in touch with similar stories and experiences like you've had. What do you say to them, or even in terms of if they want to reach out to you on a personal or professional level, for people that are maybe looking to try and equip themselves better with those tools that you talked about?
Like, I feel like it is. The biggest thing is, and the hardest step is that initial reach out. And like, if it's to myself, if it's to someone else in your local network, like there's, like, it's one of the things I've been really excited about since coming back here, to see how much different events is popping up throughout the whole country for both men and women and mixed groups to come together for this sort of support. And it's looking at, you've got everything from like the cold water immersions, going for hikes, going for like men's circles, retreats. Like, there's stuff popping up left, right and centre around the country. It's just a matter of reaching out and seeing what's in your local area, or there's so many different resources that are available online. But I think the big first step is to just know that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to actually just reach out and talk to someone and ask for that help and support to be able to figure out what guidance you might need.
Finn McKenna Fox, Finn, it's been a pleasure to chat to you in the programme today, and thank you very much for your honesty and just being so open with listeners on the programme. As I mentioned, Finn is based in Monaghan, a men's coach and health and wellness consultant. Listener here has got in touch, just listening to Finn today. Great to hear the conversation about dads post-birth as well. We don't hear it often enough. And tapping into local supports like postpartum doulas from the Doula Association of Ireland. I myself teach dads to be at a masterclass in Sligo, and it's also online. It prepares the dads for what's to come, the sleepless nights, the emotions and the normal infant behaviour. So might be a thought or worth mentioning as part of the discussion. 087 1400 106, as always, that is the WhatsApp number. That was Finn McKenna Cox.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.